Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Din of Hikidashto, of Sanctifying the Kohen. This is the fourth Shiur B'Siyata D'Shemayah, and we've already seen a flow of Hashem. Hopefully we'll continue to do so. Again, based on the Torah of Mori V'Ravi, Agon HaGadol Rav Dov Yitzchak Mantzatzal, in the Tshuvos of the Maran Ben Baruch, in the new edition, it's Simon Kuf Zayin. It's brought in the Mordechi, Parakei of Gittin and Ostaf Aleph, and in the Maharsha, Kiddushin Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and also it's Kedai to look in the Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla and his BRS Sagan Parasha Zayin, and the unbelievable Sefer Ber Miriam and Chelek Aleph in the second Parak in the first Halacha. The Ika Amar Koyin Emchol Al Kavodi, Kvodo Machu. שאם הכהן אומר שהוא מוכן למחול על כבודו, כבודו מחול. כמו הרב שמחל על כבודו, just like the Rav, who's moichel on his covered. He could be moichel on his covered. De'oraita didehu. Because this covered is min HaTorah, and it's his, like we see in Kiddushin 32a. Kol shekein kohen, most certainly a Kohen, that the Kohuna is his, so he has every right to be Moichel on his Kohuna. Vayen b'shulchan aruch b'or ha'chaim b'siman kuf chav chet si'if mem gimel b'rama shekatav Demahani Mechila B'Kohen. He also brings that Mechila is effective with a Kohen. And the Bir Hagra writes there, Oifen Ort, as they say in Acapulco, that's not like the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Beis, who writes that the Mitzvah is Afilu Yemanu, even if the Kohen refuses it, give him covered anyway, there's no Mechila here. And he brings the lashon of the Sifri that Vikidashta was Baal Kolcho. And the Rambam writes, Ritzono lomar, Kizet sivui nitztavenu bo, ve'eino bibchirat hakohen. V'chein omru, kidoshim yiyu leilohehem, al kolcham. So this sivui is not up to the Kohen. It's not the choice of the Kohen. And so it says, kidoshim yiyu leilohehem, Al Karcham, they are holy, whether they like it or not. We have to sanctify them, whether they like it or not. It's not up to the Kohen's choice. It's not the Kohen's choice, but rather it is our own chiyuv to be mechabe the Kohen, and he has no right to be mochel. And that stems. That jibes nicely with the. I was a kid, there used to be Jive Talk, so I guess this is Jive Talk. This jives nicely with the Rambam that we've been speaking about at length in the previous Shiurim, that the Geder of the Mitzvah is, as we see in Hochatz Kalei Mikdash. It's not a Din V'schus Shel HaKohen. Rather, it's Din HaDidon. It's our Din. It's not the Kohen's. It's our Din. And this can be compared to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Kedoshim Yiyu Baal Korcho. In other words, they're Muvdol Mitzad Mitzvos Havdalosam. And therefore it's Bein Ratzu, Bein Lo Ratzu. They're separated whether they like it or not. I remember I was once on the Long Island Railroad and I met a Yid and we started to talk, Kedarech Yidin. And he tells me he used to be a Kohen, but he resigned. And he resigned. He wanted to marry a Grusha. And he married a Grusha. And that was it. He resigned. So, you can't resign as a Kohen. You can't resign as a Jew. You can't resign as a male, if you're male, if you're female. You just can't. You are what you are. You can't resign as a Kohen. It's Baal Karcho. So I didn't have the power or ability to separate him from his wife, but I definitely wasn't so happy that he was married, he was living with a grusha. So I don't think he was so happy either, judging by his story. In any event, not getting into that, so the Rambam holds that it's Baal Korcham. Because there's a Din Havdalah that we the Yisraelim have to be Mavdil them. That's the mitzvah of Vikidashto. So it's not up to them and there's no Mechila. But the Maharam apparently holds that the mitzvah is not an Inyan of Havdalah, it's a Chiyuv Kavod. Like the Chiyuv Kavod of a Talmud Chacham and a Melech, and it's their Chiyuv. So this wouldn't stim, this would mean that the Maharam ben Baruch is arguing with Tosfos. We saw the Tosfos in the previous shiur, who says that there's no Asara Zehuvim. You don't have to pay Chulin 87a. You don't have to pay the Asara Zehuvim to the Kohen. Because, as we explained, it's not his schus. It's not his right. So if you snatch the Aliyah from the Kohen, he has no rights in it, so he can't complain. He can't taina that you owe him the 10 Zehuvim. That's Tosfos. Maharam l'chora holds, no. It is his right. It's a chiyuv kavod that you have to him, and it's his kavod. So it's his kavod. He could be moichel on the kavod. So it emerges then that divrei ha'tosfos v'ariva sheraynu b'shiur ha'kodem umnam kamash malan gadol yesh b'hem. They are telling us a big chiddush. That is la'afuke midas ha'maharam b'geder ha'mitzvah. That is to preclude the opinion of the Maharam in the definition of the mitzvah. Shelashitato yitachen meod, at Lashita Samaram, it could very well be that when you snatch the aliyah from the coin, it's his right, and you owe him the 10 gold pieces. And Tosis holds the gather is not like that. The Rambam holds the gather is not like that. It's not his right, it's not his schus, it's something that we're obligated to do. Avzalo shayach lo, lachen ein kan chova shel asara zuvim, mchatafta lo. ויש בזה נפקא מינה גם כן למעשה בכהן שאינו עושה מעשה עמך אם חייבים לכבדו. What's the din of a Kohen who's אינו עושה מעשה עמך? A Kohen who doesn't act like he's supposed to, not keeping Torah mitzvahs properly. Is a shy like that like a father? Are you chayev to be mechabed if he's ain't osa maise amcha? Shebebirke Yosef ba'orach chayim b'siman kuf chafchet b'shiurei bracha b'siif katan dalid hevi b'pshitut misefer yad aharon v'iskim laze achida she'ein chiyuv lechabdo v'amenchat chinuch במצווה רי סמכתת, קצת פיקפק בזה, אבל מכל מקום, הסיק דלא עדיף כהן מכיבוד אב ואם, שאין חיוב בעינו עושה מעשה עמך. So we have on one side, the Birkei Yosef who brings Bepshitus from the Sefer Yad Aharon Chida, there's no chiyuv to be mechabed to such a kohen, who's not osa ma'aseh amcha, he's not from. The Menchas Chinuch casts some doubt on this, but bottom line, he agrees that it's no better than kibud av ve'em, and you're not chayiv ba'osem eino osem ma'ase amcha. Umitzad sheni, prima gadim psicha simen kuf lamed hey, it's pashatim that this chiyuv applies even to a kohen rasha. So based on our yisod, who's right? Who's right? Lefi dvareinu, achen ledat ha'maharam, if you're in the world of the Maharam ben Baruch, tzadku divrei ha'birkei Yosef ha'minchat chinuch, and the Birkei Yosef and the Menchas Chinuch are correct. Why? Because if it's a chiyuv kavod, he doesn't deserve this kavod. He's ein osa ma'ase amcha. Aval lefi dvareinu b'dat haRambam u'b'dat haTosfot ve'od, harei kivan she'ein ze klal chiyuv kavod, ela chiyuv havdala al yedei ma'ase shel kavod, im kein me'achar שעדיין כהן המובדל לעבודה הוא, לכאורה יש כלפיו את חיוב ההבדלה המחייב מעשים של כבוד. ומהייתם הלא קשה מה שקשר ברכי יוסף על דברי המורדכי שהוכיח מהד עבד דברי כהן נרצה שיכול כהן למחול על קדושתו. ומה ראיה היא? ואת אמרי גנב ונמכר בגניבתו, ואינו עושה מעשה עמך. היין שם, ולפי מה שנתבאר, שיסוד הדין מחמת הבדלה הוא, ישנו דין וקידשתו, גם באינו עושה מעשה עמך. So, according to our understanding of the Rambam and Tosfos, it's not a chi of kavod. It's a chi of havdala al yedei maisa shel kavod. It's a chi of separating him. That's the yesod achiv. And how's it done? It's done through giving him honor. The separation is expressed through giving him honor. And therefore, since this he's still a Kohen, his last name is still Kohen, he's still Mufrash Umufda La Avoda, so Memela, you have to give him kavod, no matter what. Even if he's Eino Osa Maisa Amcha, still Chiyuv Kavod, because it's not Midin Kavod. It's midin that he's a Kohen who's Muvdal. You have to be Mavdilim. You have to separate him for the Avodah. So Memela, since he's in that category of Kohen, even if he's Eino Osa Maisa Amcha. The Birkei Yosef didn't like the Raya that's brought by the Mordechi, who proves that a Kohen can be Mochel in his Kahuna, because you see that this thing is a Kohen Nirtza, who's, so look, he's Mochel. How's he an Eved? How do you have a Kohen who's an Eved? Eichi Mishkachasla. You know how to be Mishtamish B'Kohen. So hopefully we're going to discuss this more in the future. But the Birkei Yosef said, what's the Raya from an Eved Kohen that you could be Mochel on your Kavod? There he was Gana V'Nimkar V'Gnevaso. He stole and he was sold to pay for the theft. He's not called Ma'osa Ma'isa Amcha. He's not called Osa Ma'isa Amcha. So there's no raya from a Kohen, says the Birkei Yosef. So the answer is no. And there is a raya l'chara, because it doesn't matter whether or not he's osa ma'isa amcha, there's a chi of havdala. And therefore the kedin of the kidashto applies even if he's not osa ma'isa amcha. Yesh la'arich b'zeh. והנה אנחנו ממשיכים לעיין בדברי המערם. הוא הוכיח את דבריו מהמבואר בסוגיה דגיטין בדף נונטט עמוד ב', דבאי לתעמד דרכי שלום בהד הכהן פותח ראשון, אף על פי שמדאורייתא הוא מבקידשתו, עניין אם הוא רוצה הוא להחלוק כבוד לרבו או למי שגדול ממנו, שמצד וקידשתו הווי שרי ואסור רק מפני דרכי שלום בבית הכנסת, דעיקה רבים, דעתי לאנצויה. היין שם, הרי בדברי המערם, הרי מזה שיכול הוא למחול. The Rambam wants to bring a raya that he could be moichel. What's the raya? The raya is the Gemara in Gittin 59b. Gemara says, how can you tell me that it's the Bnei Darkei Shalom that the Kohen gets first? I have a better idea. It's not Mitoch Darkei Shalom, but rather it is Dairaisa V'kidashto. So what are you telling me, Darkei Shalom? It's Dairaisa. So the Gemara's answer is that it's talking about if he wants to give kavod to somebody who is greater than him, or to his Rebbe, mitzad v'kidashto, it's mutter. And it's only aser mipnei darkei shalom. Because if you're in shul, and the Kohen gives away his aliyah to someone else, so then to his Rebbe, to a chashav yid, so then people are going to start fighting. Why should he get it? I want it. So we solve all the problems, we just give it to a Kohen. Even though Jews, Baruch Hashem, we often are so clever, we find ways to fight no matter what. But Chazal wanted as much as possible to create circumstances that would help us avoid quarrels. You see, Al Kolpanim, from this Gemara, says the Maharam, that you can be moichel, because it says mikidashto, vikidashto, you can be moichel. It's only al tzedakei shalom in a shul that you can't be moichel. Aval biikaron, in principle, fshar limchol. Uvemordechai sham evi merabenu simcha, the svir alei she'eino yachol limchol. And Mordechai brings from Rabbeinu Simcha, who holds, no, you can't be moichel. And the Gemara in Gittin is different, because he's moichel, someone who's bigger than him. Stam to be moichel, you can't. Aval sham ze shoneh, ki hu mochel lemisha gadol mimenu. Look there, and look also on the Birkei Yosef in Aruch Chaim Kuf Chaf Ches, Nishirei Bracha Siv Katan Dalet. Vayein sham shekatav de'ad rabba, mit mevuar sham shim ratza, rasha'i, rak legabei misha gadol mimenu. Mevuar dim lo ken lo mahani mechila. He says, Adarab, the right is near Mechila doesn't work, because there it's only mutter if he wants to give to someone who's bigger than him. But Stam Kacha to be Mochel, you can't. Ain Sham, Ubitosfot Mechila daf Chavchet, Dibur Matril ki Kama, Ubigitin daf Nun Teta Mutbet, Dibur Matril Shafilu, Ubimarsha Bigitin, Uberosh Bigitin Sham, Daf Nun Tet, Ubitur, Ubet Yosef, Bach, Drisha, Siman Kuflamed, hey. אז יש לנו הרבה כתובות, הרבה מקורות לעיין. ולכאורה, עדיין אינו מובן, שאם הביאור בזה הוא משום דלקה וקידשתו לגבי מי שגדול הוא ממנו, למה תלוי דבר בים רצה כמבואר שם בברייתא? הרי גם בלא רצונו אין בזה חיוב כלל. ומצד שני, אם ישנו חיוב גם בחי גבנה, מה המהני מחילתו ורצונו בזה לשיטות שאינו תלוי כבר ברצונו של הכהן? What's going on over here? If the explanation is, there's no v'kidashto, the gabe is somebody who's bigger than him, so why does it depend on whether he wants or not? If there's no v'kidashto, so then there's no chiyuv at all. So why does it depend on his will? And if there is a chiyuv of a kidashto, then what does it help that he's moichel? Ubesefer Torat Rafael, sefer meot chashuv, asu dan bezeh besiman yud alef ayin sham. Aval afi dvareinu, nera habiyur kach, omer moreinu v'rabeinu, מכיוון שלאותם שיטות אין עניין בעצם הכבוד שכביכול מגיע לכהן, ולכן יש לתנו לו, אלא עיקרו הוא בהנהגה מצד נותן הכבוד שבנתינת כבוד זה לכהן, מבדיל הוא בזה את הכהן ומעמידו בדרגה גבוהה של מישהו מיוחד לעבודת הקורבנות. הרי כל שמצידו נותנו את זה לכהן, אלא שהכהן מצידו נותנו את הכבוד למי שגדול ממנו, מתקיימת בזה מצוות הישראל, שכנל עיקרה הוא בנתינה לכהן, ולא בעצם כבוד הכהן. אלא שכל שאין המקבל מהכהן גדול ממנו, הגופה של המעשה, בירך, מי שאינו גדול ממנו בפני כהן, מתפרש כי אי הכרה בגדלותו של הכהן הבא לו מצד היותו מיוחד לעבודת הקורבנות, ואבל נגד חיוב ההבדלה הגדולה שנתחייבו בו. So, since according to those shittas that we've been discussing, that there's no inyan in the etzem hakavod, that kiviyachol is coming to the kohen that he deserves, and therefore you should give it to him. No, that's not what it's about. But rather, what's it yes about? It's a hanhaga. Mitzad noisein hakavod. It's hanhaga mitzad the one giving the kavod. That by giving this kavod to the kohen, he's mavdil the kohen. And he puts him on a higher pedestal. He elevates him. He makes him unique. He shows that he is special, set aside for avodas hakarbanos. So as long as he mitzido, from his side, he's giving this to the Kohen. Just the Kohen doesn't want this covered. If the other person is bigger than him, so we're ready makayim the mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah has been a sin al kohen, and not the etzem kavod hakohen. The ikar is that you gave it to the kohen. The ikar isn't that the kavod itself that the kohen receives. The ikar is that you're mavdil him. Whether or not he takes it, it doesn't matter. You did your maisa, you were mavdil him, and that's what counts. Just if the makabel from the Kohen isn't bigger than him, the very fact that somebody who's not bigger than the Kohen made the bracha can be interpreted as a lack of recognition in the godless of the Kohen that comes to him because he's miyuchad la'avodas ha-korbanos. And it's against the chiyuv havdala l'gedula. It's against the separation that we have to make to show that the Kohen's great, to show that the Kohen is special. But when the Mevarich is greater than the Kohen, so here in such a case, mitzad the etzem bracha, it's not against what's mitchayev mitzad gadluto shel hakohen. Mechamat hayoto miyuchad la'avodah. Sharei hasheni gadol mimeno v'lachen mivarechu. Ela shekol shelo netnu v'kibdu b'ze et hakohen, havelei neged mitchayev la'asot ma'aseh shel avdala shu adei hanetina lekohen. So when the mevarech is greater than the kohen, if the Mevarich isn't greater than the Kohen, so then it's a lack of recognition of the greatness of the Kohen. If the Mevarich is greater than the Kohen, he makes the bracha. So mitzad the etzem bracha, it's not against what's mitzchayev mitzad the godless of the Kohen, because he's miyuchad la'avoda, because the other guy is greater than him. So it makes sense, it's not a lack of recognition that the Kohen is special, it's just he's greater, this Yisrael, so he's making the bracha. But if you didn't try to give it to him, then you didn't do your task of trying to be mechabed him. And therefore, you have to give it to him. But the Kohen can be mochel. But if the other person's greater, that's not against the metzias that's mischayev mitzad v'kidashta. So this is very subtle here, very deep. If the other guy, we had asked, a manushach. If there's no vikidash, though, then if you're greater, then why is it taluim ratza? You should have to give it to him no matter what. And if there is vikidash, though, then what does the varatza help? So Teretz is like this. Really, there's a Vikidashto no matter what. And what does Vikidashto mean? Vikidashto means you have to try to give him the cover. You have to show that he's special. So if he's smaller than the Kohen, and the Kohen gives it to him, if this Yisrael is smaller than the Kohen tries to give it to him, and he gives it to the Kohen, and the Kohen says, no, you take it, even though you're smaller than me, you're not as chashev as I am, you're not a bigger Talmud Chacham as I am. So yes, he did his job by trying to be mechabed the Kohen, but then when he makes the bracha, it looks like he's not being mechabed the Kohen, because what are you making the bracha if the Kohen could make the bracha? You have no excuse, you're not bigger than him, he's bigger than you. So if he's smaller, you have no right to be mochel. But if he's, because the very making of the bracha will show that it's all a farce. Because what's somebody smaller making a bracha if you have a Kohen there? Mashain Kain, if he's bigger, so the Yisrael Mitzido did his job. He showed that the Kohen was more chashiv. And then at the end, Sof he takes the bracha. So again, it's not the etzem bracha that matters, it's the fact that he tried to give the Kohen the kavod. And he did try to give the Kohen the kavod. And you can't say that, oh, the bracha is going to be a steer to that and show it's a farce. No, when he gets the bracha, we understand. It's because he's greater than the Kohen. And therefore he can take the bracha. But he still has a job. There is still a Vikidashto, even if he's greater. And you're Mekayim that, he was Mekayim that Chiyav when he tried to be Mechabi the Kohen. This farenfert the kasha of the Maharsha. The Maharsha in Gittin writes that according to Tosfos, that there's no vikidashto unless they're equal, but not if the other guy is greater. If the Yisrael is greater, there's no vikidashto. That's the Maharsha. Says from Tosfos. So if that's true, what's the Gemara's kasha in the Mishnah? When it says that the Kohen reads first out Darkei Shalom, the Gemara says, it's Doraisa, Mishum Vikidashto. No, there's an Afkamina. The Gabe Gadol Mimenu. The Leka Vikidashto. But Mipnei Darkei Shalom, the Kohen is first. There's no Vikidashto. But the Kohen is first. Because of Darkei Shalom. Because there's no Vikidashto if the Yisrael is greater than the Kohen. That's what the Maharsha understands. So then there's an afkamina. On a Daraisa level, if the Yisrael is greater, there's no Vikidashto. But on a Derabanan level, the Kohen still gets the Aliyah because the law is Silin Suye. In a Darkei Shalom, people shouldn't come to fight. It's the Maharsha's Kasha, Ein Sham, Uvimash Katav Bezeh Bishut, Katav Sofer Borachayim Siman Tetvav. Based on what we're saying, even Begadol Mimenu, there's a Din of Vikidashto. You still have to be Mechabi the Kohen. If so, the etzem din of the Mishnah that the Kohen reads first is Doraisa, even when the other guy is greater than him. But just like we see in the Sugya over there, the Beis Knesset, that there's Rabbim ibn Darkei Shalom, they shouldn't come to fight, we say the Kohen always comes first. So that Gufa is the Teretz of the Gemara. Gufa the Teretz of the Gemara is that if there's a gadol, not that there's no vikidashto, but you could give it to the gadol. As long as the gadol, the Yisrael, tries to be mechabed the Kohen says, no, I see you're trying to be mechabed me, you're being mavdil me, everything is cool. I still want to give it to the gadol mimeni. But that doesn't mean that there's no more vikidashto. There is a vikidashto. So without the Mipnei Darkei Shalom, that works. He could give it to the Gadol Mimenu. And it's because of Darkei Shalom, then the Kohen has to take the Aliyah. So the Gemara's Kasha is Del Raisa. What are you telling me? It's Mipnei Darkei Shalom. It's Del Raisa. He wasn't Mevater. If the coin wasn't Mevater, it's Taka Doraisa. Don't tell me that it's Marshall wants to say. It's not Doraisa. If there's no Vikidashto, if there's a Gadol Mimenu. So you have an Afkamina that there's no Vikidashto. And there is Mipnei Darkei Shalom. But it's not true. There is Vikidashto. Even if he wants to be mochel, even if there's a gadol mimenu, there's a vikidashta. There is a vikidashta. So the Gemara asked correctly. What do you tell me, Bnei Dargei Shalom? It's doraisa mishum vikidashta. Even if there's a gadol mimenu, and the kamash malon of the Gemara is yes. There is a Bikidashto Doraisa, even if it's Gadol Mimenu. But he can be Mochel as long as you try to give the coin the kavod. The coin's allowed to forego the kavod, even though he gets the Bikidashto Doraisa. But you try to give him kavod, he can forego it. And the reason the Mishnah says Mipnei Darkei Shalom is to show that the Rabbana and the rabbis tell you to avoid fights, the coin should still take the Aliyah. But it's not like, as the Maharsha understood, that there's no Vikidashto Del Raisa if there's a Gadol Mimenu. There is a Vikidashto Del Raisa if there's a Gadol Mimenu. Just if he's Mochel, if the coin's Mochel, then you're Makayim the Vikidashto, and the Yisrael, the Gadol Mimenu, can take the Aliyah. The only thing is, the Gemara says, but Bnei Darkei Shalom, don't do that. That's the Maskan of the Gemara. So Advarim Hayu Neflaim. And we have a lot more to talk about. We have to talk about the Isser Hashtamshus B'Kohen and a lot of very, very important inyanim coming up. And I just want to thank everybody for listening. I really appreciate it. And we should be taka zoche l'lmodu l'lamed l'shmor v'la'asot u'l'kayem et kol divrei talmud torato be'ava v'shtamid nizkor שסוף דבר הכל נשמע את אלוקים ירא ואת מצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved. I hope Alina did to continue. Please stay tuned.